Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands tight, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I don't think they're ready for me. I don't think they're ready for me. I don't think they're ready for me. I ever fight. Push, beat, sway. Knock on my push, beat, sway. Never die, push, beat, sway. Fight it out. I ain't gonna stop. I ain't gonna stop. No. The virus shot. See the cameras flash across you from my name. And your time. Redemption stands before me, take rounds of glory. My people in the mill, man, they know the story. Gotta make it global, put my name in the books. I'm a blue-collar man with a punishing hook. See the look in my eyes, yo, there's a warrior coming. I got nothing to lose but what's in my stomach. Know this grinding hard, but I'ma rise above it. Every punch, every breath, every snap of the wrist. Hey, yo, my whole entire world come down to this. I'm picking my shots, and you know I ain't bound to miss. Every single drop of blood is a precious gift. And if I die right here, then the legend lives. So pound the myth, cause you know I ain't bound to. I got my back against the ropes, I'm a warrior kid, I say.
Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm Shelly Nunchuck Show. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Most people, I mean, it could depend on where you are, because since this is heard anywhere around the world, and it's also archived, so anybody can listen to my show anytime they like. You know, it could be 9 a.m. in China, but it's 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and I'm up here in Maine. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts, and as you hear me talk, you'll get rid of my accent. Sometimes people, you know, they do tend to think I might be from Boston, like Brooklyn or Queens, but there's a little bit of difference. Not that I wouldn't mind saying, hey, yeah, I'm from New York, but, you know, I am from Boston, and I'm not giving up the accent. I think people do like to hear me talk. I mean, like I said, I've looked in the archive and the shows and just see that people do like listening to my show. And, hey, why not? It's a lot of fun because, unlike some other places, I am not having any politics talked about on my show, no sexual orientation. Please, dear of all that is holy, do not say any racist comments on my show. You will be banned, and I mean it, banned from life, from my show. And if you do want to call in, remember, be respectful. If I have guests on my show, please do not disrespect my guests. That's like, you know, inviting someone into my house. If someone I'm inviting into my house and my guests, you're not going to respect them, so you will be disconnected. I'm not having any of the crap on my show like some other shows. If you want crap, to, you know, any type of show like that, go to Howard Stern. I ain't taking it in here. You know, anybody that wants to sit and harass anybody on my show or me will be disconnected because I ain't having it. This is the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and it's about love, life, dreams. And I love, love, love inspiring people because I do believe anything is possible in this world. I am living proof because I went through my own hell living back in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm so glad. I mean, I can't even tell you what 3 years. I mean, it was a Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's coming up on 3 years. Oh, my God, what 3 years of difference it has made in my life. And I am so happy. I practically have been floating. I've been skipping around, singing zippity-doo-dah-day. Just having, you know, the time of my life. I mean, they say that when you're in younger and such, but no, I just turned 42 and I am having the time of my life now. I am doing my dreams. I'm doing so many different things. I never thought I'd be doing this thing. And I think it's because you get to a point in your life when you said, I have had enough. So the best thing I did, I had the chance to get away. So I came up to Maine, and let me say, I live with no drama, and I'm not having drama in my life. So I tend to think with my happiness, it inspires a lot of people and does make me happy. I mean, there's a few occasions when I have a couple of haters, but hey, you know what? Just let them watch. If people have haters, so what? Let them watch because you're happy and having the time of your life like mine, so let people watch. I mean, for crying out loud, you Google my name, Shelly Chucks. You Google my name. I swear to God, it's all over the internet. That's because I've been working every single day for over, you know, 8 years now, every single day. You know, it's something with hard work, dreams can happen. And I did prove to the world, I mean, it's not the fact that I had to prove to the world, but there were people that said that Jackie Chan would not talk to me and blah, 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 this and that. Well, I proved them wrong. And I do consider Jackie Chan a friend of mine. And the funniest thing is, because I know so much about Jackie, I think people tend to think I would bother him. Actually, I don't. I know that, you know, there's a lot of fans. There's over 28 million people on Jackie Chan's Facebook page. Every time something's posted, there's like a bazillion people posting on Jackie's page. And I actually, you know, once in a while, and I just got his attention. And he knows I exist, so half my battle's over. And I will work with Jackie Chan, and no one is going to stop me. This is my dream. And I keep talking about it because I hope there's people out there that are listening because, you know, if you have a dream, you can go for it. There's nobody that can stop you. No one's tying you to a chair. No one's holding a gun to your head. All you have to do is get up, get your butt off bed, and, you know, just take a step, one step. That's all you got to do. Just stand up, take a step. That's the first step, okay? One little tiny thing. Not even do anything. Just get up. Don't feel bad for yourself or anything. Just get up and do it. And one step at a time. And to get this far, I never thought I'd be doing this. I never thought in my life I would be doing a radio show. I never thought I'd be writing a children's book. I never thought I'd be doing films and getting leads in films. Yes, I've always, you know, wanted to play a superhero and stuff. And now we're in the middle of filming Falk here, and you've got to see it. At least go and check out the page. And if you like that feel to it, you know, something where strong women. I mean, there's five of us. We're Valkyrie, you know, and Valkyrie is spelled F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. And there's a Facebook page, and you'll see the man himself. I call him Big Brother, but when I work with him, he is Director Z. So, you know, it's something that I know. It's kind of like, for me, I think working with Z just is going to prepare me to work with Jackie. Because if I can't work with Z, there's no way on earth I'd be able to work with Jackie Chan. There's just no way on earth. But, you know, I'm having the time of life. And I got to say, the last thing that on Saturday, oh, my dear God in heaven, let me just say, you know how, like, if people know me, I talk about, you know, Rocky and being the underdog and stuff. And you see in those films, Rocky training in the winter outside. Well, it's starting to get winter, and it's really cold up in Maine. And we started doing a little bit of training, and we were filming on set that day, and we were carrying a tree. I'm not talking a little bonsai tree. I'm talking about a big tree of five women, and I'm going, oh, my dear God, in heaven. So it's like I'm like, oh, you know, and we're turning this tree around. We're going back and forth. But it's like part of the training that's out here, and we are in our training uniform. And I do ask people, if you're interested in becoming, I think, I don't know if you get credits or not. I don't know how they do promotions or whatever, but since I personally am working with Unicovia Pitches, and one of the leads, I'm not a promoter per se. I just talk, and I know people like to hear me talk because, as you can hear, I'm a spaz. I'm so overtired right now. I work 10 hours a day, and I work on Mondays and Thursdays so I can work on my dreams more. So actually, today, which is Wednesday, is actually my Thursday. Tomorrow's my Friday. So it's kind of like a nice thing where, you know, I have 3 days off, and I'm living the American dream. And I want you people to hear, and I play the song every single time. I want you guys to know, to feel it, and I really, really mean it. In Valkyr, in any epic film, you know, adventure, and, you know, it's all packed with that, yeah, like, butt kind of feeling. Anything that's epic. I mean, if you look at Braveheart, it has that epic music. Now, Uhura and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, they sing together. And what an awesome kick-butt combination they are. And there's a song, and it's in the queue, it's called Battle Song. And if you know music, it sets the mood to a film. And this is what we are. We're Valkyrie, and we're fighting, and we're defending the Earth. And yes, I'm 42 years old, but you know what? Don't care, because I can do it. And if I can do it, anybody that's younger than me, you can do it too. If you want to act and stuff, there's nothing impossible in this world. You just get up in front of a camera. You do have to take direction, but acting is based upon emotion. You know, it's becoming this character. So what I want to do, I want to play Battle Song, and this is, you're going to get a feel to it. When you hear the song, you're going to hear Uhura and Sonari sing, and they sing really well together. So this is actually Battle Song. So here we go. battle song, one of our epic songs in the film Falcare. Once again, if you want to check it out, you can go to the Facebook page. It's F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and you can check out the pictures, and you can actually see the five of us women carrying a tree. I am not kidding. You'll see us carrying a tree. It's really funny thinking about, you know, I've been talking about so much where, you know, talking about the Rocky films and loving it, how we did all the training montage and everything, and that's when we started doing the films, and started slowly coming together. Even though there's so much more work, the transformation, and so much that, you know, just doing it is just, like, unbelievable. Like, I can't even believe that I'm actually part of this. And dreams can come true. And we will put this in the movie theater. I'm not talking just about, a small independent film. I'm talking about mainstream. We will do this, and we will get it done, and we will have a premiere. Now, a lot of people that aren't in the entertainment business, they think that it's kind of hard to get into. Is it hard? It's not so much the fact of being hard. It's just sticking with it. Some people give up on their dreams, and that's what it is. That's what the problem is. You just have to stick with it. And I'm blessed to have the people that I have in my life. I have friends out there in Hollywood and such, but, you know, even though you know people, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a job in a film. It depends if you have what they're looking for. And I used to think it's all about looks and stuff. Not necessarily so. You got to have that, you know, that energy. I mean, certain times they might look for a certain look, but more than likely, there's many different types of characters in the films. And the lucky thing is that my idol, Jackie Chan, if you're listening, hello, hi, Jackie. We should have tea sometime. No sake for me. But, you know, Jackie Chan has many different types of characters in his film. So that's why I know I would fit, and I bet I could make Jackie Chan laugh. I know for a fact. I am so secure, and I know that I would be good enough to make Jackie Chan laugh. It's just something that I know inside of me I could. And I'm just working really hard, and no one can stop me. And I always mention to people, because I know some people out there, sometimes they feel very down. And I, you know, try to talk on my experience. I started a page. I run quite a few pages on Facebook. There's one page that I started a little while ago. It's called You Are Worth It. It's dedicated to the kids out there that are being bullied. Because I grew up and I was bullied, and, you know, the neighbors, they used to see me getting beat up and such, and, you know, they never did anything. And you really do feel alone because you don't want to tell anyone because you feel embarrassed. So to the kids out there, I did make a page called You Are Worth It. It's on Facebook page, and you can go there. And I'll definitely make sure you are never bullied or picked on if you ever need to talk about it. Now, I'm not a doctor or a psychiatrist. I'm just someone that's going to share my experience. So kids know that, you know, you can grow into adulthood, and you're bullied. You're just going to laugh and go, wow, I really went through that because I'm 42 years old. And I go, really? I went through all this, you know, such, you know, my own type of hell growing up. Because the reason why I started the Facebook page for You Are Worth It is because all those you know, those YouTube videos where the kids are practically doing their suicide notes on YouTube and taking their lives, and I just feel so bad, and I was just like, you know, I got to do something. I just didn't know what to do, so I started a Facebook page. And I hope there's kids out there, if they ever listen to my show, I want you kids to know, if you are bullied and you feel alone, you are worth it. You deserve every right to be here, kids. I'm telling you, you deserve every single right. And if I can survive, you can too. I know it sounds like it's the end of the world, you feel like it's the end of the world, but I guarantee you, any kids out there that are feeling sad and lonely and you feel like taking your life, you do that, you do not know what you're going to miss out in your future. Some of you kids out there, maybe you're going to become a doctor. Maybe you'll cure cancer. If you like animals, maybe you're going to rescue animals, and you're going to help animals. If you like cats and dogs, or maybe you like horses or something, you know, that's something really to think about. If you like drawing, maybe you're going to be a cartoonist, a comic book designer or anything. Girls and boys can do that. Maybe you like singing. Maybe you'll become a singer. Maybe you'll want to be into theater. I mean, there's so many different things in your life that you can actually, you know, I mean, you just have so much ahead of you. Do you know what I mean? You kids out there matter. And if anybody's listening to my show, if you want to call in, there's a toll-free number. I opened up the chat. I have the chat up. Let's see how we're going to run it. So I have the chat up. And there's two numbers you can call in. There's one that's 347-989-1473. This is the first number once again, 347-989-1473. And the other one is 877-907-7217. The other number once again is 877-907-7217. Please, if you call in and want to talk, do not talk about politics. Do not talk about sexual orientation. And if you say racist comments, I will definitely make sure you are banned from the show for life. I am just not having it on the show. If I have guests on my show, I am not going to let anybody disrespect the guests. And if you call in and act like an idiot, you know, just to call in to be an idiot to get some attention, you'll be disconnected. Because if you want that attention, go call up Howard Stern. I am not having this stuff on my show. Taking a sip of water here. Well, you know, there's things in life where, as we get older, you know, a lot of us lose heart and we become bitter for whatever reason, whether you start a family, and, you know, they say a lot of marriages end in divorce or, you know, there's so many different things where you can lose your dreams as a child. The thing I never did is to lose my dream. No matter how bad my life got, and it's like there was a time in my life, and I honestly am going to admit this, there was people that I were around that were really not really good people. And that was the problem, is that's what made my path, you know, it was on a halt. And what I always say, and I actually heard this term, you know, I think a couple of people in my life had mentioned this, is you got to get away from energy-sucking vampires. I mean, I've always said this. I've been saying this for years, but I've also heard other people that I know have said this. It's like energy-sucking vampires. What they do is they take your good energy, and they will make you feel sick. If you've ever been around people, I mean, you can feel it. I mean, some people can feel these things, and it isn't taking someone to be a psychic or something like that, because when someone has a negative energy, they're going to try to, you know, push it upon you. And that's why you need to stay away from energy-sucking vampires. You just have to get away from them. They'll drain you. And you can get sick from that. Because if you ever notice great martial artists and stuff like Jackie Chan, they seem to be very healthy. Now, when people are energy-sucking vampires, they're sick all the time. And the thing is, when I got away from them, my health started improving more and more. And I'm telling you, I've never been this healthy in my whole entire life. And it's something where I realize getting away from all that negativity, leaving it behind, that's what you got to do. This does not take a psychiatrist or anything to figure it out. You just have to find the people that are positive. Now, I can't tell you who to go out there and look for. If you ask the universe, you know, you want people to come into your life, it will happen. You just got to focus on positive things. And there's many things, and one of my big sister, Charlie, who's, you know, I'm affiliated with her show, she told me years ago to write down on a piece of paper what you want, what you're looking for in a man. And believe it or not, I've kept it, and it did come true. And it's something I can't explain. I mean, the thing to do, get a piece of paper or a notebook. Maybe even keep a diary. I mean, now everything's on the internet, but sometimes it seems like it's better when you get to write things down. What your dreams, what you want to do in life? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to run a radio show like me? What do you want to do? Write it down. Even if it's someone who you're looking for in a relationship, write the qualities down, what you're looking for. I'm strange, but just try it and keep that. Look at it every single day. Now, ask you for, now, it might not happen for a while, but I'm living proof that it will happen. And like I said, I'm not psychic. I'm not a mystic. I mean, I get feelings towards things where you just know things. You just know, whether it's intuition, whatever you want to call it. But whatever you want in your life, do write it down. Once again, it sounds silly. And keep that notebook in a safe place. Just look at it every day. Write down if you got anything to say in your mind, you know, write the things down, and that's all you have to do. Keep writing, write from your heart. Now, you don't have to share this. This is your own private thoughts and stuff. Now, people have computers and stuff, but what is good for the soul is to write. And that's what sometimes I do. I write poetry and poems, even though, granted, I've been writing a little something special for someone that's in my heart. I call him my tiger. And, yeah, a very most honorable man, and I'm happy to know him, my tiger. But like me, you know, things can happen. And I went through my own hell and stuff like that, and here I am. You know, I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. And I mean anything. I mean, people, they get these excuses. It's like, you know, whether it's pot or cigarettes or hookah or whatever, hookah, whatever it's called, all those different smoking. It is smoking. I don't care what you call it. It's all smoking. And it's just nasty. It's just really gross. It's not my thing. Hey, if you want to smoke, whatever, that's your business. But it's just nasty. And it all smells like crap. So to me, smoking is nasty. And I'm just sorry to say, you want to smoke, it's your business, it's just nasty, but not for nothing. Yes, I know it's a double negative, all you know, people out there, grammar, spelling, correction, Nazi grammar people, you know, they go nuts all over the internet because people don't write whatever way they do on the internet, especially on Facebook. I mean, come on, it's Facebook, but, you know, I would never like to kiss an ashtray. I mean, seriously, think about it, fellas. Would you want to kiss a girl like an ashtray? I don't know. Maybe you like it. I mean, ladies, would you want to kiss an ashtray? I mean, that's just nasty. Just gross. I'm just sorry. And I don't think any mouthwash will just cover it up because you smell it. And it's like, you know, with cigarette smoke, if you don't smoke, you can always smell it on someone. It's always on their clothes, on their hair and such. And, you know, whatever people want to do, that's their business. I'm not going to try to stop people from smoking or whatever. You know, I can't tell. I'm not going to force whatever upon people. You know, I'm just worrying about getting ahead myself. And the way I'm getting ahead is being able to do what I want. Yes, I'm working. I'm working hard. And I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of everything that I'm doing. And I'm happy and I'm secure in my own life. And I do believe anybody, you know, they can do things themselves. You're just going to work at it. So, speaking of work, I'm going to play another song. I'm very happy to say that I got to be part of this video. It's called Seal. And it's back from my bro, Crows McAdam. It's called Seal. It's with Laughing Cat Tricepted Studio. Yes, I'm Tricepted Studio family for life. Yeah, woohoo! Even the day comes when I work with Jackie Chan, I'm still part of Tricepted Studios. And I felt very honored to be part of the video. And you can actually go look on YouTube and look it up. But here it is. It's a happy-go-lucky song. It's called Feel. Here we go.
Yeah. Last Ritz. Cata B. Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9 yards. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
Ha. prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sun. Like,
how can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to bliss. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
Katha, Tricepta Studio, my bro, Kroger Tatum, back in Boston. Yes, Tricepta Studio family for life. Anyway, I'm so wicked excited. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Yes, I'm from Boston. I'm just wicked. I'm just wicked, 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 wicked excited. Can you tell I'm excited? I'm like, woohoo! Next month, I'm wicked ecstatic, wicked excited. Chinese Zodiac by Jackie Chan. Jackie, if you're listening, I cannot wait. Oh, my God. He has this rollerblade uniform. He's going down this mountain. Like, it's just, well, not the mountain itself, but you know what I mean, on the cement where the traffic is. And he's rolling down it. It just looks so awesome. And I know it's a continuation of another film of his. It's like a part two or part three. And he's playing Asian Hawk again, and it's these 12 relics. And what I found out in real life, he's donated, I guess these, I don't know if they were stolen or something, but he's actually donated these to a place in China. I'll have to find out the information about that and talk about it on my next show, which, you know, Jackie's awesome. Jackie Chan is the man. That's all there is to it. Jackie Chan is the man. He's wicked awesome. He's just someone I look up to. And I know I'll work with him. And let me just say, do not listen to the internet. Jackie Chan himself said he is not retiring. He says, okay, the man is 58 years old. He says he wants to act in films way until his 80s. Now, he admits he may not be able to do what he used to do, but do not listen to the media because Jackie Chan is not ready to retire. So that's another 22 years, and I've got plenty of time. There's always a chance to work with Jackie Chan. And I know, you know, I have so much, you know, I have references and such, and, you know, working with a couple of companies, and I've been working with Unicopia Pitches, I know I'd have a great reference. And I know Jackie would love for me to work on his film, like on a film with him. I know. We'd have a ball. And, yes, I do know Jackie Chan is a hard-working man. And it's no joke to work on film sets. I do know that. So if anybody wants to call in, remember, you know, you can call in the 877-907-7217 in the video chat if you want to call in. So let's see. What song do I want to play now? It's called Get Up Off Your Seat with my awesome brother, Uhura Zakura Deliza. And it's a funky little song, but I think you'll like the beat. Here we go. Get up off your seat. Yo seat. Get up off your seat. Here we go. We'll be right back. And let's get up off your seat with a horror decor, Delisa. Remember, I have the video chat open. So, yes, tomorrow's my Friday. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. I, you know, once again, I'm just so wicked excited. Because December, Jackie Chan is going, his film, Chinese Zodiac, will be playing. And I'm pretty sure that it's actually... I think it's the 12th, and I'm definitely going to see it. Actually, I think I'm actually going to see it a couple of times that day. It's actually, if it's the 12th, that means it's on a Wednesday, and I'm not missing it for the world. I'm going to see Chinese Zodiac. I'm so very, very excited, and Jackie, I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of all the stuff that you do, and you know, Jackie, you give back so much, and I'm just so excited to see your film. Can you tell? I think everybody in the world can. But, you know, to make films, people don't realize it's a lot of work. They say there's negative things about, you know, on the internet, about comments about actors and stuff, but believe it or not, working on a set, it really is, you know, a lot of work. Sometimes you're working 12 to 14 hours a day, and it's very tedious. Now, a lot of people do not realize what it takes to go into making a film when you're filming, because a lot of people wouldn't have the patience to do something over and over and over again. They would lose their patience and not want to finish it. But, you know, actors, they sign into these contracts, and they have to do it. They have to finish it until it's complete. Now, I believe in my film that I'm being part of, which is Valkyrian, let me say I'm going to be doing my dishwasher film. I'm just going to have to find a date. It's getting cold up here. I was going to do it in June, last June, but I might have to put it off, you know, wait till, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping to have it, you know, completed, maybe 2013. I don't know. I will let people know when I'm filming my film, The Dishwasher, and it is dedicated to Jackie Chan. So I wish I had some of Jackie's music on here. I don't think, you know, I think you got to get permission or something to play some songs. So I like playing the songs in here, you know, break up the monotony, me going blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to play a great, awesome song, Phineas, and it is also by Horrors of Core Delisa and Beautifully Lovely Sonari. And you can actually find this on YouTube. It's a happy, happy song. And I like to make people happy and like to inspire them. So here we go with the Phineas, and here we go. that was Phineas with my great awesome brother, the man, the myth, the legend himself, a whore is the Cordelisa, woo! And his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Yay! And I shall see them Saturday, and we will work our butts off. I don't know if he's going to be having us throwing logs around on Saturday. I don't know what he's going to do, because we are training, and it's a part of the training itself here. Oh, Lord. I just better be prepared. Anything is possible on the set of Falk here. Hey, I'm scared, but I'm looking forward to it at the same time. I don't know if you can understand about my excitement. I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday. I'm just so glad that on Sunday I have Sunday off. I mean, I'm still doing things, but maybe I won't have to move too much because I know Saturday he's going to whip us into shape. And I have been looking at an elliptical, which I do want to get. So I'm kind of very excited about that. I've been looking at it because I've always wanted one. So, you know, it's something that I've always wanted my own little gym. So I have been looking into ellipticals, and I think I'm definitely going to get one. Okay, so I think this is it with the show tonight. I am going to end the show. And I'm looking for the song that I opened up is Fighter. And I'd like to dedicate that song. Usually it's one of my theme songs. And I'd like to dedicate it to the kids out there. Any of you kids that are bullies and feel alone, you need to stand tall and you need to fight. Because you belong here just like anybody else. And someday you kids out there that are being bullied and being picked on and beat up with your, you know, everything you're going through, you are someday going to realize you are worth it. And that's why I dedicated that page on Facebook. You are worth it is to those kids that feel alone. Because I don't want to see any more YouTube videos where the kids are taking their lives. And you are worth it. You have every right on this earth to be able to live your dreams. So the song that I consider one of my songs, that are my theme song, by two of my nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac, it's called The Fighter. I am going to dedicate it to you kids out there that feel alone and feel bullied. So I'm ending the show. And for those kids that feel alone, I'm dedicating this song to you. And you hang on there, kids. Everyone else, have a good night.
Sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I'm picking my shot, and you know I ain't about to miss. Every single drop of blood is a precious.